Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. It's a big day in the history of Westerville. The North Side suburb becomes the center of American politics tonight as candidates take the stage for the latest Democratic presidential debate. WOSU's Nick Evans spent some time talking to Westerville voters, and he joins us now. Nick, we should start by saying that this is a swing city, if you will.
Right. It's in transition. Republicans won Westerville on the presidential level in 2008 and 2012. But Democrats won in 2016, and Hillary Clinton did so convincingly. Donald Trump didn't win a single precinct within Westerville. But I wanted to get sort of a broad outline, broad spectrum of the voters in the area. So I went to one of the precincts where Trump did fairly well. It's suburban, the sort of place where, you know, the backyards aren't fenced in and there are kids playing up and down the street.
You know, like in our street, we have a lot of young people that have just moved in, and then older people and stuff like that. So kind of like middle of the road type thing, yeah. And okay. And we're still open to all views and stuff like that. It's not like we're all Republican, all Democrat and stuff like that.
That's Westerville resident Don Miller. You talked to at least one other person from Westerville who really stressed this need for civility in politics.
Right. So up and down the street, the thing that I asked residents was, you know, what do you want candidates to learn from a place like Westerville? And if I were to distill it down, it seems like the things that they say that Westerville really shows is this civility in politics and effectiveness. Now, I met Dick Bickerstaff. He's retired. And like Miller, he emphasized how folks tend to get along with one another and they focus on getting things done. He compared that to like the national conversation where that doesn't seem to happen.
And if you get bogged down with that and the only answer is the other person that doesn't think like you's an idiot, I don't think Westerville's like that. I think there's a more mellow kind of context. Streets get fixed, stuff happens, our electricity doesn't go out.
Now, Westerville's not what I would call an exceptionally wealthy or low-income area. It seems to be what I would call a typical middle-class suburb. What were some of the issues that people seem to care about most?
Well, really no surprises here. Healthcare was the big one that I heard from everyone. Parents talked about education. Climate change came up. Same with infrastructure.
And as we said, tonight's debate is a big deal for Westerville, but there was a lot of national focus on this area just last year when a Democrat, Danny O'Connor, nearly won the 12th Congressional District. That's the heavily GOP district that was long represented by Pat Tiberi in Congress.
Right, right. Yeah. So Troy Balderson won the district in a special election. And I spoke with a mother named Adrienne Harvey. She actually brought up that race as a reason why Democrats, you know, maybe deciding to come to a suburban enclave like Westerville for tonight's debate.
And it was so close and historically had never been that close. A Republican candidate won, but it was that district had never been that close. And I think that is telling about Ohio is that it has been a swing state, but I think there are a lot of pockets of blue and could be moving that way.
WOSU's Nick Evans helping us get to know some voters in Westerville, which hosts the next Democratic presidential debate tonight. Nick will be at that debate tonight, and we will have full coverage tomorrow morning right here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.